afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and today it's a special show because sitting across from me as co-host is the winner of the Smile Train Podcastathon 2013 auction, a gentleman named Mr. Travis Kennedy. Travis, welcome to Rock Solid. Everyone give a round of applause.
Thank you.
Two people. Travis, how much? Let me ask you something. How much did you pay for this opportunity today?
It ended up being $410.
That's money well spent. That's right to podcast. It's funny too because I was going to have you on anyway.
Oh,
so it's great that you just decided to donate $400 too. But just so you know, you were on my list.
Well, just like the Kiss.
Just like the Kiss is on your list. How long have you been listening to Never Not Funny?
Never Not Funny pretty much since season two. I started, I think they were already in season, I want to say eight, and then I went back.
And did them all.
And just marathoned them, like, for almost a year straight. I was just constantly hearing Pardo, you, Belknap, and then all the other guests. And it basically got really sick of it. I was lucky. I was glad when I got to being able to just listen to it once a week.
Yeah. But
I still love it. It was a fan. Then when I heard, you know, about the Rock Solid spinoff, I started listening to that as well.
Hey, who's your favorite guest on Never Not Funny?
Probably that third chair guy.
My, that guy's great.
Mike Schmidt?
Hey.
Yeah.
He's the former third baseman. Yeah. The third chair. Travis, what else can I ask Travis today? What else do we got going for Travis? Travis, your friend's here. What's your friend's name?
His name is James.
James. Hello, James. And you guys were at Podcastathon. You guys sat right in the front row.
Yep.
And you guys were having a good time. Did you guys drink it all that night?
No.
No. Hi. Did you go out to the dumpster and hang with Doug Benson?
No.
Okay.
No.
Keep
our temples clean.
Well, we are. We're excited to have you here, Travis. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Let's.
This is your part of the thing. Is you get to pick the topic.
Mm-hmm.
You picked the topic today.
Yes, I did. Basically, the topic I chose was, we're calling it, I think, Kamikaze.
Kamikaze.
And the idea is picking songs that would then relate to different comic book characters or stories, and then playing songs that we think would work better for them.
well, he doesn't mind being
still in the room.
He doesn't mind being late for everything in his life.
Oh, he said he doesn't mind being late for everything in his life. So he's just going to hang out here and then be late for his next thing. Oh, okay. I like that a lot. I like this kind of humor. Well, Travis, just so you know, we are recording today. Doesn't mean we have to air it. Okay. So that was not in the money that you spent. And
well, I'll at least get a copy of it right then.
Did you bring a thumb drive?
I did.
Did you bring another $410?
Yeah, $410 to get a copy of
I'll
it.
I'll pull out the card right now.
Wow, look at this guy. How much would have you paid to be on this show? How high would it? What did you have a cap? What was your cap?
I did in fact have a cap at the time. It was about $2,000.
No, it was not $2,000.
No, it was $500.
$500. Okay,
just
good.
Because it was the holiday season coming up too, so I had to.
And you you donated. What'd you do with that extra money then? Tank of gas?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's how I got here today.
Perfect. Before we get started, someone has stopped by. And they wanna say hello to Travis. So now this guy promised me he'd be on his best behavior today, but you never know. So let's see.
It's a wild card.
Let's see what happens here. I hope I play the right one.
You know what makes me smile? Running train on some bitches.
Okay, that was Dirty iPod, and He didn't. Dirty iPod didn't actually say hi to Travis, though, did he?
That's kind of rude.
That's kind of rude. You know, we're talking about Smile Train, and you say something like that. Let's see if we can find out if he's going to say hi to Travis now.
Travis, did you know I call my cock my eye rod? It is my big fucking dirty eye rod.
Okay. Well, there you go. A little bit of a dirty iPod. And maybe he'll be back later in the day. Okay, you all set? Murray, why are you walking around, Murray? What are you doing? You're pointing at stuff? Oh, okay. Oh, you just take a picture of that?
I gotta go. I'm running late.
Yeah. All right, Murray. We'll see you in, we'll see you in another 8 weeks. Everyone say bye to Murray.
Bye, Murray.
Bye, Murray.
Bye, Murray.
Thank you.
Hey, when you go out of town next, I think Cat Stevens is going to be your pilot. So see you soon. All right, so we're up and running. The show's Kamikaze, and Travis, I'm going to let you go first.
All right, well, the first song I picked was basically, it's by a band that anyone who listens to the show will know.
Okay.
It's relating to Thor, who is, in fact, the God of Thunder.
Okay. Oh, I like it. That was actually on my list, but I took it off in exchange for this one. Kyle, if you want to bump number six up to number one.
All right.
And I will also dedicate this to the God of Thunder. This goes out to Thor, and this is from Queen. Did that play from the beginning?
Yeah, the
here we stand, and here we fall. History won't care at all. Lay the bed, like the lady. Lady Mercy won't be.
I apologize, Travis. This is a longer clip than I thought was going to play.
That's all right with me.
Hammer to Fall by Queen. That's one of my favorite Queen albums. The Works.
Yeah.
Do you know that album?
No, I'm not as familiar with a lot of the Queen albums, unfortunately. I just have the greatest hits.
Turn Travis's mic off.
I'll just leave now.
Also, Travis, just so you know, I'm going to play 16 songs and you can play one.
Oh, well,
so Travis is done for the show.
Fantastic.
Okay, so far we've covered Thor. This is good. If you cover someone that I was going to cover, I'm going to play it right after you. We're going to give it, it's going to be like a twofer.
There you go.
All right.
Don't know if you're going to cover the next one, though. This next song is actually by the band Anthrax.
Okay.
It's for a comic that I've never read, but I've seen both movies, one of which is terrible. The other one is actually pretty good.
Okay.
And it's I Am the Law.
So there's a movie version of this comic book?
Yes.
And who's in that?
Well, the really bad ones with Stallone.
It's Judge Dredd.
Oh, that's
Judge
from Dredd. That's Judge Dredd. I'm dumb. The first Judge Dredd with Rob Schneider is.
Exactly.
The costumes are pretty good.
The costumes are pretty great.
They're solid.
And when he's when is he like in a cave prisoner? And there's some pretty cool looking bad guys in there.
Yeah.
Apparently Stallone got a hold of the script and like rewrote a lot of it to like not have the mask on and basically like ruined it. I guess it was like supposedly half decent before.
Yeah, he wanted to call it Judge Drambo, but they didn't. They wouldn't let him do that. And then he tried Judge Drocky, and they just, no way. Yeah, the second Dread movie is great, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the Carl Urban.
And I love that he never takes that helmet off.
Yeah, no, that was...
That's the way to go. Now, Stallone, he's vain, so he... I've been waiting for a scene and a half, and then I'm taking the helmet off! What did you say, Sly? I'm taking the helmet off! You're getting the hell out of here? I'm taking the helmet! And then it's all! Why is Rob Schneider in there?
Because I think in that era, there was just a rule that said Rob Schneider had to be in the comic relief in every one of those movies.
I would have loved to have seen this scene where Stallone goes, I'm taking the helmet off! And then Rob Schneider goes, you can do it!
These are two of my new favorite characters.
Travis, I'm a poor host because I didn't ask you anything about yourself. Where do you live?
I live in Diamond Bar, L.A. County area, California.
Lake Los Angeles?
Like Los Angeles, near. Not really, though.
And what do you do for a living?
I actually work for a company. I don't know if I want to necessarily say it, but I install their internet and TV service.
Do you like that company?
It rhymes with Schmuvers.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Schmuvers!
So you work for Verizon?
Exactly.
Do you like your
Correct.
Job? Do you like that job?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice enough. I mean, I at least get to travel around. I'm not necessarily stuck inside all day, except for in the summer, which is pretty much right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then it sucks.
People nice? Do you go out to people's homes?
Yes.
Did you ever show up at the home where there's the hot milfy lady there waiting?
One day. That's the dream.
That's the dream?
That's the dream.
Oh, have your phone ready. Film some of that. Dread with Carl Urban is amazing, and Judge Dredd, you should see it just to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten to the point where now it's just comical. I mean,
So, okay, that was a good tune. I do not have a Judge Dredd song, so I am just going to go with a song that Matt Belknap recommended I play. This is a No Doubt, and they're going to dedicate this one to Spider-Man. So that was Spiderwebs off of Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt.
There you go. I guess since we're already on Spider-Man,
I'll jump to
my number four.
Okay.
Which is also for Spider-Man. It's by the band Yellow Card, and they actually wrote it in the attempt of getting on the soundtrack to Spider-Man 2 because the lead singer is such a fan of the character.
The Sam Raimi Spider-Man 2.
Yes, not the...
The amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay. Just the one that came right before that terrible one where Peter Parker's dancing around the streets.
Dude, let's talk about this for a second. That is a mess.
It could have been so great. Like
if it was just Venom,
yes,
it would have been...
But
great.
Even the special effects aren't that good in it. It just seems like it's such a misstep.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and just like that whole sequence where he's just dancing around and how it's like just that's how we're going to show that he's being moody and like mean is just he's cocky and dancing around the street looking like Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I mean, that's a deleted scene at best. I mean, that's
you don't even put that on the Blu-ray.
No, that's terrible.
You burn that.
What do you so you like the first two Sam Raimi films?
I do. I think they're both fantastic. Two was awesome.
Yeah, I like
opinion.
Two a lot.
Yeah.
I like two.
You don't
I'm
like
in the
two?
Minority. I don't like looking at Alfred Molina without a shirt on. That's like my biggest.
Oh, that's why I like it.
Oh,
that's why I like it.
So many nights spent watching that movie with my pants around my ankles.
I know.
Molina's
working it with eight arms. What did you think of the reboot?
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. Actually.
Me too. And
yeah.
I actually like I like this kid better than Tobey Maguire.
I think he's a good all around. For both Spider-Man and Peter Parker. And it seems like Spider-Man's kind of more of a wisecracker now, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
So, which is
although he does seem a little autistic at times.
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of really like that.
Did you say artistic?
No, autistic.
Oh, because he made his own suit, didn't he?
He did make his own suit.
Yeah, I liked Tobey Maguire at the time, but this kid's really got a handle on it. And now I don't like even looking at Tobey Maguire's little rat face. I want to punch him right in the mouth.
Every time he cries, it's like the ugliest face I've ever seen.
It's the ugliest, hideous face. But it's,
the second ugliest is his normal face.
Oh, okay.
And then three is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal's crying ugly face either. All right, so I interrupted the flow of the show, but that's okay because I want to talk about some comics too.
That's
why we're here. So, is it my turn?
No, we haven't even played the song yet.
See, that's what I like to do. I like to trick people into it, then I get to play two in a row. Okay, so what are we doing?
All right, so we're playing Gifts and Curses by Yellow Card.
Okay. Now, who made it to the soundtrack that these guys didn't? That's a pretty great song.
They're on the soundtrack, but the song itself isn't in the movie, but make it onto the soundtrack.
That must be
is music inspired by.
That must be a bite in the ass when that happens.
Yeah, spider bite in the ass. Is the terrible joke.
Is the first one the one with the Chad Kroeger song?
Yes. And there's three there to hear. Yeah, that guy.
That was better.
I'm sleeping with Avril Lavigne. I loved at the end of, did you like the Thor movies?
Yes.
At the end of the first Thor, when the Foo Fighters song kicks in, I was like, oh, this is just the fucking best.
Yeah.
That was so great. What's that song, Walk?
Yeah, I think it's Walk that plays over the credits. Because there's another one when they're in the bar, when he's in the bar drinking with Selvig.
Yeah. I love it. Let's give a little love to some villains. And this is, I'm going to dedicate this one. This is from Bruce Springsteen. We're going to dedicate this one to Harvey Dent.
I met a girl and we ran away. I swore I'd make her happy every day. And how I made her cry. Two faces cry.
That's it?
Can I ask Bruce a question?
Hey, Travis.
After the accident, how many faces did Harvey Dent have?
You're asking me if it's funny. You know what? Before I answer that question, something just popped in my head. I got a knock-knock joke for you, Travis.
All right.
And this, goddamn, this is a good one. This was told to me by the day that we were recording We Are the World. And I remember Quincy Jones took me aside and he told me this one. And this makes me laugh. I told this to little Steven one night, and he was crapping his pants. Let me see if I can remember it. How's it start? Oh, yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hope I can get through this. Little boy blue.
Little boy blue who?
Michael Jackson. Yeah, that was Quincy told me that one. He would know. He's worked with the man. But now you were asking me, Harvey Dent had an accident. I remember he was a good-looking man. Let me think if I can remember the story. And he got acid thrown on his face. I wrote a song about that once, called Acid in the USA. And it was great. But Harvey had a beautiful face. And then he had that acid thrown right in his face. It hit half of his face.
It's so long.
Split his face into a couple of pieces. One side was still good looking, and the other side was ugly and menacing. I remember he would split his suits in two. If you ever saw the greatest movie, Batman Forever. That's a good goddamn Batman movie. And so the original question was, ask it again.
How many faces did he have after the accident?
Home, two!
If I'd have had my way, that bit would have gone on for at least another 5 minutes.
We can't let the people, we don't want people to turn us off. But
they already have.
As soon as they heard my voice.
No, that's not true at all.
They were just glad it's not Murray.
That's true. You should have asked Bruce how many arms.
That would have been another Doc great question. Well, how many does he have?
Well, are we counting his mechanical arms only, or are we counting his real limbs?
Both together. Only has six arms.
Yeah, I was
just... Let me think now, Kyle. Alfred Molina, I saw him in some good movies. I think he's in Dudley Do-Right with Brandon Fraser. We used to watch that on the tour bus.
that doesn't surprise me at all if that were a true fact.
We used to
that in George of the Jungle back to back.
The big man would get a kick out of that. He'd scream out from the back, Dudley Do-Right. Then we'd have to. It was on VHS and normally. Now I would always say, "Be kind, rewind," and goddamn Danny Federici would never rewind the videos. So what I would do is when I would rewind, I would let it cue up to right when the movie would start. Federici would go the whole way to the beginning to where you'd get that FBI warning, and that ain't good. This one's about a car. Okay, thank you, Bruce. Bruce apparently is going to sing a song for us about some cars. Okay, Travis, you're up next.
All right. Well, this next song goes out to the Star Spangled Hero, Captain. I don't want to even say much more to introduce it because it's something. Just go ahead and play the song. He's got the red, white, and blue running through his
veins. I love that.
Do you know what this is?
I don't. He's good and expected. He's U.S. great. If you mess with the fight, it's like a slap in his face. He's American made. He's American made. I just peeked. He's
American made. Wait for it. He's American made. And so that's from Hulk Hogan's Wrestling Boot Band.
But he's not, Hulk Hogan's not singing that.
On the album, he does in other songs, so it's his album.
Right, yeah, but he doesn't sing that. That's not him.
No, that one's definitely not him singing.
Come on, brother!
For the record, this is the Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
That's, yeah.
And who is singing lead vocal on that?
I have just no...
Some guy that got a $50 clue. Session fee.
He probably...
Does Hulk play on the album? Does he play bass or something?
I don't think he plays anything but his vocals. Like, he's on other songs for it. Like, it's pretty bad.
Man, there was a time when celebrity, they would just let you do anything. You could put your name, you could record an album, you could... Put your face on a blender.
Yeah, I found that used at a music store about less than a year ago, and I was like, well, I have to buy that.
If the Foo Fighters recorded that and that played at the end of The Winter Soldier, I would go fucking crazy.
Well, yeah.
What are you looking? You looking up some facts on that, Kyle?
Thank you.
The other people, vocals were... Everyone has a vocal credit on this. Hulk Hogan plays vocals and bass.
Oh, he does play bass, see?
Oh, well, there you go.
J.J. McGuire plays guitar, keyboards, vocals, bass, and drums.
J.J., one of the best all-around musicians.
Renaissance man.
Hulk Hogan's ex-wife, now Linda Bolea, was vocals and percussion.
I heard she also plays skin flute. That's just what I heard.
And the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, is vocals, percussion, and effects.
You're welcome.
He also catered that day. He brought shit sandwiches. Jimmy Hart.
And it was this album.
Are you a wrestling fan?
Not so much, like at all.
At one time, though?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. As a kid, everyone.
I
grew up with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, so.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
Fun fact, this album is featured on Jimmy Fallon's segment, Do Not Playlist.
Oh, that's nice. That is good. Okay, let me dig. This is a band I love. I never got to see them live, and I will never get to see them live now because 3/4 of the band passed away. This is the Ramones. Did I even say any of that right?
The Ramones.
This is the Ramones.
Sounds like a.
This is. This sounds like a what?
Like a cover band.
They only play at night.
The Ramones. This is the Ramones, and this is dedicated to the Incredible Hulk. Hanging out on the avenue, looking for stuff to do. That was it. Smash You by the Ramones. That's from Too Tough to Die. Love that album. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics produces a couple of tracks on that album. Oh, yeah, you don't think of Dave Stewart and the Ramones.
The Ramones.
Kyle, you removed yourself and got a water.
Yeah, I got a water before the show, and I have no idea where it went.
All right, maybe Murray probably stole it.
Probably.
He's done. Murray, it might be my only co-host that listens to every episode, so I think that's why he always gets made fun of, because I know he's going to hear it. All right, your turn. You're up, Travis. What do we got?
All right, well, this...
Right into the mic, Travis.
Yeah,
talk
sorry.
Right in there.
I keep
that's
doing
okay.
that.
I know, it's okay.
All right.
Hey, you paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you paid. If you don't want to hear yourself...
Well, this next song is for another obscure Marvel character. Mm-hmm. He's Howard the Duck.
Okay.
That's enough of that one. That's
right dead on the money. That's Howard the Duck. Who's singing that? Leah Thompson?
I think so. I think it's actually her doing the vocals, but I'm not sure. The band itself is credited as the Cherry Bombs, which I think might have been the name of the band in the movie. It's been so long since I've seen that.
I've never seen that movie.
Terrible.
I know Howard the Duck.
It's not good.
Is there a way to make a good Howard the Duck movie?
No. I mean, it would have to be just so tongue-in-cheek and probably just... It's just such a weird character anyways, and kind of a ripoff of almost like Donald the Duck.
Yeah.
Intentionally though.
Wonder why they decided, what do you think they got the rights for a nickel, so that's why they decided to do it? Who else is Tim Robbins in that?
Yes.
Yes, and
Jeffrey Jones.
Is Gina Davis the lead?
It's Leah Thompson. One's Leah Thompson. Jeffrey Jones is the scientist trying to help them and who ends up being the villain.
Have you seen it, Kyle?
Oh yeah. It's on Netflix, Shitflix, Instant Stream.
What's better? Would you rather watch that or Shaquille O'Neal in Steel?
I don't know.
That's rough.
Wow, I stumped you guys. I've never seen either, but I'm planning on watching one tonight, so I want to choose.
I would go Howard the Duck, personally.
Howard the Duck's like more like, oh, you can laugh at it.
Yeah.
How shitty it is. Steel is just... I'd probably pick Kazam over Steel.
Yes.
Kazam isn't a hero, though, isn't it?
I'm talking Shaq movies.
Uh-huh.
I'd pick Kazam over Steel. Steel's really bad.
Well, that's funny, because my next song is by Shaq Diesel. No. okay, this next song is, we're going to dedicate this to the Wolverine. There's a scene in the first X-Men where he gets in a fight at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the scene in the Wolverine where he gets in a fight in the bar. Did you like The Wolverine?
I did. It made me forget all about that horrible Origins.
And you know what, though? The X-Men Origins Wolverine, I really do like the first like half hour or so. I really like it a lot when he has the bone claws and they go through history as soldiers. I really do like that.
And that whole opening sequence where it's just showing him through time is great. And then you get to the scene where he's in, like, there's a bathroom and he's looking at the adamantium claws and the effects look like something out of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I know. And even the scene with what's the Ryan Reynolds character?
Deadpool.
At the beginning when he's not Deadpool yet. He's not Deadpool at that point, right? What do they call him?
It's just Wade.
He deflects the bullets with the sword. But anyway, those two bar fighting scenes made me think of this song "Spoilin' for a Fight." This is by AC/DC.
That's good. I'm glad you picked AC/DC because I purposefully avoided them, mostly just because it's so on the nail with Iron Man.
Yeah, it is. But
that was good.
Yeah, that's from 2008 Black Ice album.
And if you've heard that song, you've heard every song in that album.
I'm telling you what, that's not good.
One song, but they're all a great one.
Spoiling for a fight. That's a terrible impression. Okay, you're up.
All right. You ever read Watchmen?
I saw the movie, but I did not read it.
Okay, yeah. I could have picked any just about any song off the soundtrack because they're all actually pulled out of the comic.
Oh, okay.
Because he quotes them through Alan Moore.
Quotes the song titles.
Quotes the song titles throughout the whole thing. But I decided to go a little more outside of the box with a Iron Maiden song.
Okay.
And it's 2 minutes to midnight.
I'm not sure if I know how that...
I was just going to go ahead and... yeah, I was going to elaborate. A big theme throughout the whole underlying story with the movie is that the doomsday clock is ticking down and we're getting closer to the nuclear war with Russia because it's in the heat of the Cold War. And so the doomsday clock is constantly moving and it's 2 minutes to midnight.
Perfect.
Did you like the Watchmen movie?
I actually liked it a lot. I thought
too.
It was pretty solid with the comic itself. Yeah.
Being a movie, a movie of something that's unfilmable, they did a great job.
But Alan Moore, who just about hates everything anyone does with his, is just,
he's a crazy person.
Yes, he is.
What'd you think about, we just read yesterday that the Batman Superman movie got pushed back to 2016.
It could be one of two things. It could either be an issue with the movie itself and they've decided they need to go back and look at it, or... It could also just be a dick move on their part because it's going against an untitled Marvel project.
And they're scared.
Also, it's going to be a mess, right?
It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess, but not. I don't think because of the casting.
No.
I think they're trying to do too much.
Exactly.
They're just trying to do too much.
Exactly, yeah.
Do a Batman-Superman movie and then maybe do a Wonder Woman standalone movie and then do something and just have John Jones as the Nick Fury character at the end of the credits.
They want to do what Marvel did, but they want to do it immediately.
Reverse.
And you
and
can't
in reverse. Yeah.
Just take your time. No one's going anywhere. Sure, I'd like to see a Justice League movie tomorrow, but it's not going to happen.
Just watch the animated ones instead for now.
Yeah.
Cuz they're great anyways.
Or get David Goyer out of there. Yeah. Have the animated people just write the movie.
Murray just texted me that I'm an ass. So I texted him a red heart emoticon.
Oh, I thought you copied and pasted it and then sent it back to him.
We were reading on was it IMDb where we read I can't say the guy's name, the guy that played Conan. What was his name?
Jason
Momoa.
Yeah, Momoa. Samosa.
Now, is he rumored to be cast in the movie?
They had rumored that he was in talks, and people speculated that he might be Aquaman. And then recently, they came out and said that he was in talks to be Aquaman, but no more.
Well, let me tell you something. If that guy was Aquaman, they would finally make Aquaman cool, in my opinion.
They could definitely try, that's a uphill climb.
But that guy's, I like that guy. I liked him in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah,
I liked him in Conan. I didn't like the movie Conan, but that was good casting. I thought.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's definitely excellent for that role.
That
but
guy, he's
Pirate
an animal.
Aquaman's cool.
If they give us the Hook Aquaman,
with the long hair, that guy would murder it.
Yeah,
kids would finally be dressing like Aquaman for Halloween.
Yeah, have you read the new Aquaman comics?
I haven't read much of the new 52, just because Jeff Johns I don't know. I don't like a lot of what he's done DC, but
his Aquaman's great.
Is it
the Justice League is terrible, but his Aquaman's great. Yeah.
Murray just Murray is
Murray
just said,
talk.
Shouldn't you be taping? And I put, we are. I am reading your texts.
Isn't he late for something? Shouldn't he get going?
I know. I can't type that fast with one finger. I love the crosstalk with the comic book stuff. This is good. Hey, nerds. It almost sounded like Dice's Lady.
Yeah.
This is from, this is from 2006. This is from the Wolf Mother album. This is, I'm going to dedicate this to the Joker and Catwoman because this song is called Joker and the Thief.
Nice.
Murray just texted, Travis sucks that bad, huh? And I said yes.
Oh, at least you're honest.
I said yes. Yeah, that's what's great about this is anytime I do a show and we pick a topic and then you type in, you know, a word or a phrase that you're looking for in your iTunes, songs come up. I don't even remember that I had Wolf Mother in my iTunes library, and that's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, that's I really like that. Yeah. Wolf Mother song too. Yeah. For me, it's like I couldn't type in anything. This actually took me a while to come up with stuff.
Travis has no hands, just so people know that. And so it was really difficult for him to. So you couldn't. Why couldn't you type in anything?
It's just because there's not that many songs that are written that have like that are
right. Well, looking for a Thor song, I typed in Hammer or God or something like that.
Yeah, that would have worked. But
I typed in Travis, and all these songs came up.
Oh, that works too. But I mean, I had because I had my Thor one already locked and loaded from the beginning. Yeah. Of picking the topic.
Right.
So
that was the example that you had sent me.
Exactly. Wait, is it my? Or is it yours?
I just played Joker and the Thief.
You just played Joker and the Thief. Duh.
And you've just been yapping.
I've been trying. So you know the character Rogue.
I do know the character Rogue. Kyle hates Rogue.
Yeah, I don't like her in the movies. She's okay in the cartoons where she's like, oh, darling. But, you know, that's...
Yeah, I've never been the biggest fan of Rogue.
Now, was that Aunt B?
That was Aunt B. She's Rogue.
Yeah, and in the movie, she's kind of more of a bigger waist than she is in the comics, in my opinion. But if someone tried to touch her, this would probably be what she says.
Okay.
Can't touch this.
That's enough of that.
I thought maybe it was going to be a song called No Means No.
That's a different story altogether.
Murray's still part of the show. He said Travis sucks that bad. I said yes, and he put probably still better than Kyle. And I said sure, baby. I'm going to dedicate this to Sue Storm. This is from a band called Genesis. Let's hear it.
Oh, no. You okay?
Yeah, you can keep taping. I'm just trying to get...
All right.
Hello, check, check.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Plugging him in the wrong thing. Professional broadcast. Oh, there. Hey, I'm back. That's Invisible Touch by Genesis. What did we play? The whole song?
Yeah.
What was I going to tell you? Now, the Fantastic Four movies.
Not good, but they're working on trying to do another one. My worry is that now they're trying to say that those, because they're Fox with X-Men, they're going to have them be the same universe is what they're trying to do.
And I'd be okay with that.
In Days of Future Past, the last battle scene, which is going to be the new X-Men, in the comic, it takes place in the Baxter Building. So they're thinking like, oh, they might at least introduce the Baxter Building, maybe not necessarily the Fantastic Four. And then do a Fantastic Four.
That would give me hope if the actual battle would take place in the Baxter Building. I mean, even if they don't say anything about Reed Richards.
They're also trying to make the Human Torch black. So, I mean, they can't be... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Everything.
Now, I'm okay with that, but they need to really explain how him
and Sue
are brother and sister.
I'm okay as long as it's not that actor. Or Kevin Hart or the Wayans brothers.
Who's the actor that they're thinking about?
This is Michael B. Jordan.
You got it.
Friday Night Lights. He was the quarterback at the second high school.
Is he a good actor?
I think he's all right. I mean, he was in that Chronicle movie too, which is also about with people getting powers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he doesn't bother me.
No, I don't like the guy. I love the character of the Falcon, but I don't really like the actor they cast as the Falcon.
Oh, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, I didn't. Man, in Pain and Gain, I hated that dude.
Oh, see, I haven't even seen Pain and Gain.
Yeah, well, don't.
Oh, well,
don't.
That's my understanding.
Don't see it. I hope I Chris Evans was good in the Fantastic Four movies, and obviously
the best part, yeah.
Obviously, they weren't afraid to make him another superhero because he had some charisma. But man, yeah, the effects, that one scene when they're at the disco dancing. And
the 94 one's almost better.
It's, yeah, the Roger Corman produced one? Oh, yeah.
I think the Thing looks better maybe in the Roger Corman one. I mean, like, he has, like, in the new Fantastic Four movies, he has these big white chiclet teeth. It's just like...
Michael Chiklis teeth.
Chiclets. But it's so weird. Yeah, that they really dropped the ball on those Fantastic Four movies.
They could be really good, but they can also be really bad.
Yeah, it's a fine line. Step it up, people.
Speaking of characters that they just aren't handling well in the movies, this next one is dedicated to a Nicolas Cage played character who runs around talking about how his skull's on fire. But it's by Judas Priest.
Okay.
And it's Hellbent for Leather.
Perfect.
Crash one by one to the ground. Hellbent for leather. Hellbent for leather.
Just wanted to be able to hear some of that great guitar.
That's
solo
a great,
right there.
Is that KK Downing or is that Glenn Tipton? We don't know. It's one or the other.
I honestly am not sure. I didn't do my research.
Wow.
I failed.
I'm a little disappointed. You know what though? It looks like, oh, who
I'm
is
getting
it?
The thumbs down.
Okay. His friend's giving you the thumbs down for not doing your research. Dirty iPod just put his hand up and he wants to comment. He has a comment of some type. Maybe this is because you didn't do your research, Travis. I don't know. Let's see what Dirty iPod has to say. Okay.
Look at my cock and smile, Travis.
Okay. All right. I guess that's because you're the I think it's because you won the auction for Smile Train, so that's why he wanted you to look at his cock and smile, is what Dirty iPod just said. So, okay.
Well, I am smiling.
Always a pleasure to have...
classes it up every time.
Every time. do I want to play this next one? I guess so, because we were just talking about the character.
Yeah, and it kind of goes with Ghost Rider, too.
All right. Yeah, this would go for Ghost Rider, but it's we're actually going to dedicate this to the Human Torch. And this is goes out to Johnny Storm from the Bangles.
Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming?
Seemed like a good idea at the time. Going to see the Bangles in 2 weeks with Mike Siegel. Going to be fun. And then Murray will be there.
Will there be live tweeting during that one too? Or are we hoping for a better show?
I think the Bangles are going to rock. It's at the Whiskey, so that's about as big as this room we're in right now. So, and you know, you got some hot ladies to look at. Cool. I mean, not that I didn't get to see man boobs at the Eagles concert, but I think
and the Whiskey. Murray loves whiskey.
He loves back medicine. So.
Glug.
It's going to be a good time. Travis, you're up.
Alrighty.
This is moving on. This sounds like a regular episode, doesn't it? Right?
Nah.
Your friend said, did you say weird? Yeah. All right, Travis, you're
fantastic.
Up.
All right. Up next, this one goes out to a comic called Wanted. The movie is terrible, but the comic itself is awesome. But I don't blame them. It's probably hard to pull off in a movie. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, the main character, he's stuck in a very monotonous kind of lifestyle, not happy with anything, just working in an office building in a cubicle. And so this, to me, would perfectly sum up the beginning of the character's mindset.
Okay, great.
Day out, day in, it's the alarm versus me. snooze button wins. I've been waking all my life to become what I'm going to be. I'm a crow.
And that movie stars Professor X.
Professor X
from X-Men First Class. What's the actor's name? I forget. It's
James McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
That's the one. And that the band is called The Matches. The song's called Paper Cut Skin.
Okay, cool. I liked Wanted. I never read the comic. I liked the movie. Okay, I thought it, I liked that part where he hits. Does he hit someone with a computer keyboard?
Yeah,
and then the letters FU fly out.
It's actually Chris Pratt that he hits in the face.
Oh, it is Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Star-Lord.
That's right.
And in during that scene in the movie, they play a Nine Inch Nails song called "Every Day Is Exactly the Same."
Kyle was a big guy on Nine Inch Nails.
Fan. Oh yeah, I know.
What
he listens. That's why he bit on this.
Yeah,
he didn't.
I love.
I just figured I'd try to get on a podcast I'd never heard of, never listened before. I'm
no,
just
okay.
Like, yeah.
Well, that's great. Maybe you can be clown from the pants. Now, fuck that saying is. I loved X-Men First Class. What did you think of that?
Oh, yeah. X-Men First Class was fantastic. Excellent movie. Very well done for the...
And even... I don't think January Jones is a good actor, but she didn't really need to act in that movie, if you know what I'm talking about.
Not
there.
Necessary for Emma Frost.
She should have just been in diamond form the entire time.
Oh, no. She looked so hot when she was
well,
not
no,
in
I
diamond
mean,
form.
Well, no, I meant because she wasn't talking.
Why don't they just make her mouth diamond form so she doesn't talk? Just
that,
like...
That.
She's a mute. She only... communicates telepathically.
This next one, I am going to dedicate. Am I going to dedicate this to... who's the Marvel guy that runs fast?
Quicksilver.
Nah, that guy's not getting it. I'm going to dedicate this to Impulse. No, I'm going to dedicate this to...
Max Mercury?
No, I'm going to dedicate this to The Flash. Which Flash should I dedicate it to? Wally West.
Gordon?
Barry Allen's the original.
Barry
well,
Allen,
Jay Garrick.
Not Flash Gordon.
Jay Garrick is technically the original, but then...
Who do you like the best? Who's your favorite Flash?
Barry Allen or Wally West. They're kind of
What about
same.
You?
Probably Barry or Wally, yeah.
I'll break the tie, and I'll say it's either Barry or Wally.
Fantastic.
So this is from Kiss. This is...
Does Paul Stanley want to introduce this?
Oh, I will. Let me tell you something, people. Sometimes people say, do you like comic strips? I say, I love comic strips. Every Sunday I get the newspaper, and I open up and I read all my favorite comics. I read Mary Worth. I read Ziggy. And then sometimes I'll read a superhero comic strip, like Superman. But one of my favorites is The Flash. And this one goes out to The Flash. This is from Rock and Roll Over. This is Mr. Speed.
Well, baby, don't you know?
All the songs are about their penises.
I know. It's crazy. Well, that one's not. That one's saying, yeah, Mr. Speed, I ejaculate too early is what that song's about, right? Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Guess who's here?
Is Ace here?
No. I'm listening, and I thought of another knock-knock joke that Bob Dylan told me this one. Also, when we were recording.
I cannot picture Bob Dylan telling a knock.
I know. But he's one of the funniest guys.
Who's there? I'm there.
That's what you would think. But when he's telling a joke, he's into it, man. And this is a little bit dirty.
Oh.
Okay. Let me think if I can remember how it starts.
I think you're looking for Knock Knock.
Let me think. Is it Ding Dong? No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Knock, no. No, the key is silent. Patty, my wife, always tells me that the key is silent, so it's knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm already laughing. Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur who?
Get ready for this. Bend her over and give it to her doggy style. That's great. That's dirty. Don't tell that. If you're going to tell kids that, make it the one where you say orange and then banana. Don't say this one.
How many times should you say orange? Or how many times should you say banana, I guess? You say orange once.
Now, depending on how many times you say it, it makes it funnier. Let me think. A good funny number.
It's like an average.
I'm going through my numbers. Seven. No, that might be too many. Six. No. Oh, if I was saying banana before orange, I'd say it. Huh, dude, hey, ho. Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Oh, my pleasure. Knock.
You're up, Travis.
Oh my! All right, I'm just gonna go ahead and move. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go ahead and move to my last pick, just to get it out of the way.
All right, you're bumping it up.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get this one out of the way. Right.
Sounds like it's gonna be a mess.
It's all right. I mean, it's not a bad song, but have you ever heard of Preacher?
The movie Preacher.
No,
I mean, the comic
the
Preacher.
Comic Preacher, yeah.
They're thinking about making it a movie, right? With
AMC show now.
They say that, like, it changes, like, every year. There's, like, a different thing. But, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I love Preacher.
All right.
But there is, his sidekick is a vampire, an Irish vampire named Cassidy. Mm-hmm. The main character's name is Jesse.
All right.
And at one point, there's a story arc that evolves where Cassidy falls in love with the main love interest for Jesse.
Okay.
And so let's just play the song.
All right.
She's watching him with those eyes.
Oh.
And she's loving him with that body.
That was a long way to get to this one, Travis.
That's probably enough for that one. That's enough.
That was good.
I dug deep on that one.
That was really okay.
I always thought Cassidy looked like Chris Hardwick for some reason. Like,
I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. There's definitely a resemblance there with the blonde hair. And no.
You don't think we'll cast him?
He'll host the show about it, though.
Yeah, the after show.
Preaching. What would it be called? Preaching after Preacher?
No, they'll stick with Talking Preacher.
Talking Preacher.
Talking Preacher.
Amen, Kyle.
That's...
Amen. Switch my next two, because I want to dedicate this song to Miss Selena Kyle. Now, in the comics and in some of the DC movies, she's a prostitute, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you got to be careful. Wear protection when you're with her, or you just might catch this. That's a great jam, and I gotta be honest. I don't really care for his music, but you gotta love the guy's politics.
He's definitely onto something.
He is onto. He's got his finger on the pulse of
what's gonna make
this country work.
Eugene Mustaine, 2016,
come on,
man.
Come on, man. Why do those guys even just go play your dumb lunkhead rock and leave us alone with your views? Both in a bunker with guns and unbelievable. Nugent.
I would vote for that combo. No, I would. I can't.
Sadly, people would. People would. How many more songs you got?
Let's see. I've got one, two, about five, but if we need to cut it down or anything.
Here's what we'll do.
All right.
You're done.
All right.
And I'm going to, no, we'll play, we'll each play two more.
All right. That works.
No. You play one, I'll play one. You play one, I'll play one. You can play another. You'll play three and I'll play two.
So we'll do three.
You'll do three.
Alrighty, then let's go ahead and go to my 10th selection here. It's another mutant out of the X-Men oeuvre. This one is Cannonball, whose superpowers are that he basically can propel himself through the sky. He's like a flying juggernaut because he's unstoppable. So let's just go with Five Iron Frenzy, Cannonball.
Wind passes right through my skin as I fall down the furious speed will only destroy me. Crippling and devastating momentum approaching maximum velocity. And this is how it's gonna be.
Probably my longest clip.
That's okay. My favorite X-Men is Side Table. He's a guy that if you're having a party and you're going to put some extra food out to accommodate all your guests, he can contort himself into a card table.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, place and to put your keys.
Here's a song called Card Table. No, I'm kidding.
Isn't Cannonball gay? Didn't they make him gay or something?
He is not. It seems like they're leaning towards that in more recent stories now that he's also an Avenger, but I haven't read anywhere that he actually has come out. Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, my friend Quentin's here to comment on that. Do you guys want to talk to Quentin?
Sure.
Okay. Buddy, this is Quentin. And I really... I'll tell you what, one of my favorite X-Men is definitely Cannonball. And Quentin loves Cannonball. That's all I can say. I like Cannonball. I like cannonballing. I like to do it all. So I'll be back. This is Quentin. Sometimes I show up at poker, but most of the time.
Quentin was on a couple weeks ago when Chip was on.
Oh, yeah. I was on with Chip Chittery a couple weeks ago. I love Chip Chittery. Go to chipstips.com if you want to know how to manage your money. And go to the Chip's Tits if you want to see some porn. All right, this is a song by the Kinks because I always like to play the Kinks. This is from an album called Low Budget from 1979. And the hero this is for, his name's right in the song title. So let's give it a whirl.
I looked in the mirror. What did I see? A 9-stone weakling with no belief. My toes, had another sneeze and I blew my nose. I looked in the mirror at my pigeon chest. I had to put on my clothes because it made me depressed.
It's coming. In parentheses, wish I could fly like Superman.
I really like that. I hadn't heard that song before. Yeah. So
that's a fun album, Low Budget from 1979.
Do you like the Superman movie? Do you like Man of Steel?
I like it more than I've liked other Superman movies. Yeah. But there's things that I take issue to. It's not terrible, but no. Definitely not great.
Casting's good. He's good.
I think he's excellent.
I think he's excellent too. I think he has acting chops and he's.
I would love
good
to see
and strong.
Like Metallo be the villain. Yeah. Then he could actually fight someone.
He needs someone that he can fight. Yeah. I mean, I know he fought Zod.
Which is, they did that well, except for the fact that then you've got all this collateral damage as a result of it.
I keep telling people that the first scene of the next Superman movie has to be him putting the last girder on the last building so that we can go, rebuilt the city back in 2 days.
Or not the girder, but the Daily Planet Globe.
The Daily Planet Globe. Something to know.
And then Lex Luthor taking credit, like, I helped rebuild the city with Bruce Wayne, and then...
Because I
hear all these other people that are going to be in this movie.
That would,
mess.
That would work. Or maybe Batman's going after Superman because of the fact that he sees him as a threat as well.
Right. I mean, all the destruction that Kal-El and Cat Stevens caused at the end of that movie was just, it was horrendous.
Kneel before Yusef.
I maintain, and people like to argue this, but I prove my point very well. There's never been a great Superman movie. And people go, what about Superman the movie? I go, it's the first 45 minutes of the first Christopher Reeve movie might be the best we've ever seen. But as soon as Otis comes on, it's a mess because Lex Luthor would never have Otis as his sidekick.
Yeah, exactly. And then at one point we get Margot Kidder doing poetry while flying in the sky, just like her mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you read my mind?
Mr. Luthor, sir. I know, that was just to get the ladies involved. I wish when he looked at her lungs that he just he looked all, you know, up and down. Margot Kidder's not pretty either.
She's not great. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I.
But Margot Kidder now.
And I liked. I think that what I think Brandon Routh gets a bad rap. He wasn't bad. The movie was just a remake of the first movie. Bryan Singer.
pretty much jerking off
to Richard Donner.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I thought Routh was great. Oh yeah.
So yeah, Ralph was great. I liked how the suit looked. I liked everything, except as my friend Mike Schmidt points out, they shot bullets at the suit, and then in the hospital they could cut it off of them.
Yeah,
I don't like in the new one how they're like, oh, by the way, there's just a suit in this thing. They didn't even like cover it up by like saying, hey, these are your ceremonial robes we never got to give you or something stupid. Like it was just there.
Costner was great though. He was hardcore in it. Should I have let him die? Maybe. Wow, Dad.
But there is, I will say this, just to go really nerd on you.
Yeah.
There is an argument for why the suit doesn't get destroyed when he's being shot at, but it can be cut off him. When it's actually on his body, the energy that protects his body that makes him bulletproof, it protects the suit as well. But if they pull it, they can cut it. This is actually in comics, so.
Oh, that sounds like someone has the power of bullshit. Pat just threw his headphones and he's really committing.
He's walking out of the room.
He walked out completely out of the office. and around the corner. Down the alley. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess it's just us the rest of the show then.
Did you like Dark Knight Rises?
I did. You know what? A lot of people might argue. Bane's voice was comical, but the movie itself, there's definite aspects of it that...
I like
are a mess,
like,
but
like 20 minutes to the end. I didn't like that. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff I had problems with.
Pat Francis just threw his mic at me.
I like the version that had Richard Pryor in it. The worst. 3 and 4 are unwatchable.
Where he skis down the side of the building.
Oh my god! They're
4 with the Solar Man, who's voiced by Gene Hackman still.
Oh my god, it's
and John Cryer as his nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And
I left, I almost threw the S on YouTube.
The cellophane S.
Yeah, the cellophane S.
All the Gene Hackman parts in 4 are just reused parts from the other movies.
Yeah.
That they just threw away.
The special effects in those movies are terrible, too. All right. I did like how in Smallville that they used, I can't remember the actress's name, who played Lana Lang in 3. They used, she played, what is her name?
I can't think of her name now either, and it's going to.
Annette O'Toole.
There we go, yes.
Yeah, I do. I've always liked her. I thought she was great. I'm glad. And she was great as. I love Smallville. Did you watch Smallville?
I did. Towards the end, it got a little shaky. I loved Jonathan Kent, the character of that. I thought, I agree with what you said last week.
Yeah, I really did. So, cool. It's your song. Your song up?
Yes.
Two more from you, one more from me?
Two more from me. We're going to go with a band called Alkaline Trio. The song's called Private Eye, and I'm dedicating it to X Factor, who recently they were a private detective agency, and Jamie Madrox was the lead. So let's just go ahead and jump right into that.
All right, cool.
Looking for corpses, dusting for prints, pried up the floorboards, pieces of planes, and black box recorders. Don't lie, don't lie. And I've been preoccupied with these six senses and sense DNA on barbed wire fences. Maybe someday I'll find me a suspect that has no alibi. With the right place at the right time, I'll be dead, Robin, you'll be just fine. I won't have to quit doing fucked up shit for anyone but me. At the right place at the right time, it will have been worth it to stand in line. And you won't have to stop, say that I've come for anyone but me.
Excellent. I liked it.
Yeah, I really like them. It's just a three-piece cool. band.
What's the band's name again?
Alkaline Trio.
Alkaline Trio. Have you heard of them before, Kyle?
Yeah, I never really listened to them. A bunch of kids at high school had like t-shirts and vests with patches of them on there.
So. Yeah, those are the kids that stole my book
bag. Yeah, I never had the patches.
Yeah, they pushed me down in the quad and stole my book bag, so I didn't hang out with those kids.
Did you really get your book bag stolen?
No. How old are you, Travis?
How old am I? I am 31.
31. Kyle?
What, are we doing ages now?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
24.
24. So you guys are close in age.
Couple of kids. Seven years.
7 years.
I'm quick gonna, math.
I won't tell my age. This will air. This show will air a couple days before my birthday. Though.
Well, then happy birthday.
Thank you. This one's the Ramones again. Ramones. Oh, I didn't realize they're on. Oh no, I played the Ramones earlier.
It was the Ramones.
This is Ramones.
So.
This is from their '92 album Mondo Bizarro, and they're just covering one of the greatest cartoon themes of all time. This is another one for the Web Slinger. Let's hear it.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web in his ass, catches thieves to that not to a gallon. Here comes the Spider-Man. He's a strong, loosened bug. He's got radioactive blood.
That's cool.
Can he swim?
Spider-Man.
Okay, before we get out of here, and you play your last song, and then Kyle plays a song. Apparently, Dirty iPod wants to tell Travis how he did today. So let's see. I'm a little nervous, but let's see what happens.
It can only be a compliment.
Look at my cock and
okay.
smile,
now,
Travis.
You already told Travis to look at your... So let's see.
I'll do it again.
Oh, here we go. All right. All right, Dirty iPod. How Travis Kennedy do today?
Travis Kennedy rocked solidly on my balls.
All right. Thank you, Dirty iPod. Travis, hey, you did a great job today. This was a lot of fun. I love the topic. This is a topic that was... I don't like to use the term out of the box, but this is a topic I don't think I would have ever thought of.
Thank you.
Kyle might have. He's 7 years younger than you. I know you got one more song to play. Where can people follow you on Twitter so that when this airs, they can tell you did a great job?
All right. They can tell me at Obscure Trevor on Twitter. They can also find the webcomic that I work on with the guest, my friend who's sitting over
here. You can
say
his name.
James Alvarez.
Okay.
TheObscureGentleman.com. It's a webcomic we work on about twice a month. We have stuff coming out.
And so. You guys created this?
I did not. Him and his brother created it.
Okay.
And then eventually they brought me on, and now it's me, him, and his little brother.
Now, what do you do? Do you write?
I do writing on it.
Okay.
The artist is the one who's not here today.
Okay. And what do you write also?
He's
easy.
Co-creator, head writer, yeah.
what's it about? Like, brief synopsis?
There's no really ongoing, like, plot or anything. It's just, like, a lot of obscure pop culture reference. It's a humorous comic.
Well, Travis, thank you for supporting Smile Train. Thank you both for listening to this show. Thank you for driving up here from parts unknown. We're going to let you play. Please follow us at Rock Solid Show. Like us on Facebook. Go to the message board. Go to the Rock Solid Guide. I think Jason Wilcox is still trying to get caught up on that. And if you guys want to help him out.
Follow us on Spotify. At Rock Solid Show. Call the number 330-81-ROCKS.
I'm at Pat_Francis on Twitter. Kyle, where are you?
I am at Kyle Dotson Funny on Twitter.
All right. That's it. Cool. That's our show. Travis, thank you. Play your last song, then Kai will play us out, and then we'll go get some lunch.
Okay, so since we're back on Spider-Man, this last song is for what's going on currently in Spider-Man called Superior Spider-Man, in which it's no longer Peter Parker. It's Dr. Octopus in Peter Parker's body, and he's got a bunch of little spider robots that are keeping tabs on everyone in New York like Big Brother.
Okay.
So this song's by Matchbook Romance called You Can Run, But We'll Find You.
You can run. We'll
Nice.
Darker tone.
So. Name the band again.
Matchbook Romance.
And the song?
Is You Can Run, But We'll Find You.
All right. Travis Kennedy, everyone. Thank you, Travis. Kyle, what are you going to play us out with?
This is a song by a band called Boba Flex. And they...
Well, I don't like that at all.
2007 album. And it's never been like explicitly said, but this is called One Bad Day, and I'm pretty sure it's about the Joker. There's some laughing. They use a lot of... quotes from The Killing Joke, which is also by Crazy Alan Moore.
Yeah.
So this is One Bad Day. Thanks,
so
guys.
This song's about this last show?
No, it's actually about Murray's show.
Murray.
Between sanity and madness is the drama of that day. Help me to wash this memory away.
One bad day to